Hubhopper Originals.
Salam Mandana Chatori. Hello Shoma Chatori.
Salam, khub hastan shoma khubin.
Wonderful, wonderful. Salam, salam. So basically, I'm an Indian and I really don't know that much of Persian, but I thought, like, you know, I'll have something that I could speak in Persian.
Thank you so much for having me, and that's very sweet of you making the effort and learning a couple of Farsi words. That's sweet. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Mandana, welcome to House of Joe Season 2, and it's such a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Yeah. So speaking about Casino is a great success. Streaming on Z5. Many audiences are reaching out to it, and it's a blockbuster.
Yeah.
So what's your current scenario, speaking about the casino and as well as the corona thing?
Well, as I've said in many of my interviews, Casino has been nothing but a great learning experience for me. It's been such a wonderful journey for me to start my first web series with Z5, and the collaboration that I had with Z5 has been fantastic. And, you know, I worked really hard on this character. And, you know, it gives a lot of pleasure, because as an artist, we are such a narcissistic people who you want your project to do well. You know, you want to people appreciate your role. And for me, luckily, I have succeeded that. People are loving my character, and they love the look, love the way I have acted Rihanna. So I am getting a lot of compliment on that. But also, I would like to add that if, as an artist, you know, if even, let's say, audience, they're not going to like your character, or the show is not going to even do well, which is not the case for me. But what I want to add is that after every project that you finish, your job as an actor is finished. You know, you have to go on set, you have to give your 110%, and you know, when your show is released, you have to appreciate the goods and bad, take everything back with you, and you know, after that project, start working hard again. So that's about Casino. And about Corona, well, it's happening. I think it's this virus has affected our life in a very, very big way. 2020 has been one of the most difficult years for all of us, you know, from everyone from the industry and people from not from industry. And, you know, the entire planet has been affected by it in such a big, big way, which is, you know, I feel I'm in the middle of a nightmare where every day you're hearing so much of bad news, and, you know, there's so much happening around us. And also, I want to add, these days, I feel what is most important than anything else is that you need to stay strong. You need to, saying it is really easy, you know, keep repeating the way that, you know, everyone says, oh, stay positive, stay strong, and blah, 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 all that. It's not easy, because imagine every day we are waking up to some bad news. Every day, you know, we're hearing people losing their lives. And for me, I'm trying to take one day at a time. I do have my bad days and I do have my good days. And every day I'm learning new things, and I'm trying to find new ways of keeping myself productive at home. You know, keep working, keep moving forward. And that's the only way we have. Yeah.
True, very true. And also, speaking about the web series space, which is more versatile and has a greater reach to the audience. So because this web series space is not constricted for a certain group of people, it's very wide out there. So does that sort of build the pressure while we are working on for that project?
I think it doesn't matter what project you're working. It could be a web series or a film or a music or anything that you do. There is always pressure. But what is important, how do you react in that pressure? How do you take that pressure and make it to something better? Because all of us, you know, there is a pressure of, let's say, oh, this is the first thing that I'm trying. It's a new thing. If people are going to like me in that character, if the show is going to do or the movie is going to do. I feel there is pressure everywhere. There is pressure in your daily life and your projects that you do. But the only thing is the way you react towards that pressure and how you take it and you kind of make it to something better, you know. Because as I said, you know, pressure is on everything that you do in life, and the way you just react and the way you put your power and you kind of overcome your fears and the pressure from industry, from people, from your expectation, that's what it matters mainly.
Right. Well said. Well said. And Manjana, speaking that, you have done a great work in the industry, but how do you work on yourself?
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Because looking at your projects out there, it's really beautiful. And then, like, you know, it's literally quite visible that you've worked on yourself, you know, to build up a certain character. So, but how do you work on yourself to reach out to the level of portraying the character that you played in The Casino?
Well, as far as the personal level of working on yourself is concerned, that it's like a non-stop job. It's, I feel you need to keep working on yourself. You need to keep evolving with life, with the new trends which is coming, the new style of working. Let's say now the OTT platform, it's a new thing, right? And staying at home and kind of managing this whole new thing which is happening, you know. You need to keep learning. You need to keep learning every single day. And there is so much to do. There is so much to learn. And about Rihanna, actually, I didn't really have time to get ready for this project. But my training before Casino, I was training for about 6 months. I was doing some theater. Then I was doing some acting courses. And I was working on my Hindi. So all that kind of helped me to get Casino. And it helped me to kind of work on Rihanna's character, because it was such a great timing for me, because I just finished my classes and my course in theater and acting classes, and suddenly I got Casino. So it did really help me, all those classes, all those Hindi classes that I had. And obviously while we were shooting, there was many hours of staying on set, talking to the director, talking to the writer, working on a scene with my co-stars, understanding the character, understanding where she's coming from and where she's going and what's her desire. And I think it's a big combination of all that put together, and it became Rihanna. Yeah.
Great. So like all the hard work paid off.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Right. And after doing a few commercials, when you ventured in India, comparing that time with the current times when right now you have established a relationship with all the people around in the industry, work-wise.
Yeah.
So what would you say? Like, were the people harsh then and they're mild now?
I think the industry that we are working, or any new industry that you want to be part of it, it's not easy. You know, the job that we are doing as artists, you let yourself being out there in public, and you're giving a right to people to judge you nonstop. And also, you need to remember that you're walking into the industry where millions of people, they want to be part of it. And it's, you know, it's a combination of how lucky you get and how hard you're working and where you want to reach. And see, you know, one thing I don't like it when people say, oh, the people from the industry are harsh, and, you know, they kind of attack the outsider, and the outsider will be outsider. I think there is no problem in that. When you accept the reality that, yes, I am outsider, I'm not from here, but hello, I'm here to work hard, and, you know, I'm going to achieve what I want to achieve. And I think no one can stop you. No one can put you down. And obviously, everywhere you find it, you find great people who are encouraging you every day. You find people who they really help you. And you find people who they don't help you, and they are miserable in their own life. So I think if you're planning to walk in any industry, you need to be kind of prepared for the hard work. You need to be prepared for some people, they will love you, and some people won't. Some people will help you, and some other people won't. And you need to have your head on your shoulder, because, you know, a lot of times, especially in these days, we are realizing that how important the the health of your brain is, how mental health, as we call it, it's so important. It's so important to be mentally fit as well as working on your body, because, you know, sometimes you're doing great in life. You know, when people look at your life from outside, they're like, oh, wow, she's looking great. She's doing great work. But then if you are not happy and if you're pretending to be that happy person, that's where life gonna take you down, and you know, you will hit really hard. And yeah, so but I feel I've been really lucky with having some amazing friends around me who and also they're not from the industry, because I don't believe you can really be friend with whoever you're working, because see, I work with a lot of people. Like example, my last project, I've made some amazing friends, and you know, I spend a lot of time with Karan's family, but at the end of the day, they won't become my 3 a.m. friend. They won't be the friend who I'm calling them and crying, you know? So I think it's important to have those friends who they got your back and they've been there for many years and in your hard times. And yeah, and keep working. And don't let mean people take advantage of your weakness.
Right. So it's very important that even if you are an outsider, the whole reality that you have accepted, that you're here to work hard and just prove yourself. And I think that's something which is very captivating.
Yeah. Also, you need to know you don't have to prove yourself to anyone else, just yourself. You need to prove it to yourself. Because if you start living on other people's expectations and start living to... you're trying to live up to other people's expectations, then you're gonna be really disappointed, because I feel in life, as much you have less expectation from other people, you're gonna lead a happier life, because, you know, and a lot of people say it, you know, they say, oh, I'm my own competition. Yeah, that's great. See, saying it, it's very easy, you know, but actually doing it, that's where the difficult things comes, you know. That's when you kind of need to have zero expectation, keep working, keep evolving, keep working on your craft, keep moving forward, and not taking any negative or any wrong or negative opinion on yourself, or don't try to please anyone, because at the end of the day, you are not enough for sometimes, but you are enough for yourself. And that's really important.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I think this is the one quote that I think everybody should write it down in their journal, because it's very important, because we always try to prove like how good we are to others, maybe to our directors or to our friends or to the peers around. I think it's quite noteworthy. Thank you so much, Mandana, like, you know, for taking this out. And with this, I really want to ask you this thing, ki it has become very common in the industry right now, where the artists are quite replaceable. Maybe speaking about an actor or maybe speaking about a singer, because being in the industry, getting to interview some more people, this is what they have been speaking about. And it's very important for an artist to be flexible and reinvent himself or herself to meet the needs of the industry at the time. So what's your take on this?
I think from the beginning of the industry, especially in an industry where so many people, they want to be part of it, you were, you know, there are so many people that can replace you. There was no such things ever. But some people, they want to avoid the reality and they want to believe that no one will replace them. And they are the center of the universe and the center of the industry. But sorry, no, that's not true. Because if you look at it, we've reached a time that maybe we've reached a point in our industry where people are realizing that you can't be that person anymore who's bullying others, who's you know, who's kind of dictating things to other newcomers. You know, I think it has reached a point that everyone knew it. I think people were just avoiding it to talk about it or think about it. And I feel finally, slowly, which is not a really happy time in our industry, especially because of what happened to Sushant. I feel every time that there is an incident happens like this, people start talking for it for a few days or a few weeks. And then they forget it and they go back to the square one. So I hope people going to talk about it more, because it was something which existed before. It wasn't something that everyone has realized now or it has happened now. Even 20 years ago was the same thing. If someone didn't want to do this job, there is another person who would do it for sure, you know?
Very true. Very true. And exactly, as you said, key people speak for it for like few days, for a month's time, and then they're back to the normal journey. So I think there should be a strong resolution that, okay, let's just stick to it and let's be kind and spread love out there, because it's very important, because it's more than a competition.
Yeah, for sure.
And Mandana, it's very easy to get carried away when success hits your work. So how do you stay focused and give you 100% even at the peak of your career?
Well, for me, I'm just a beginner. You know, I've just started and I feel...
you're really kind.
No, you need to have people around you who they kind of put some perspective into your work and into your life. Because if you want to get carried away with success or anything in life, you know, with love, with your friendship and whatever you have, with money, that's where the problem starts. You know, you need to understand that success, money, fame, all this comes and goes. You know, we've seen people who they were on top of their game and suddenly they weren't giving the super hit movies anymore. But you're not less worthy. You still worth that person that you were. And I feel, you know, the sad part is that in any industry, we do have these paramount and we do have these levels. If your movies are going to make this much money, that means you are a superstar. If you're going to do this many movies, that means you are successful. What is the measure of success actually? Or what is it enough? How much is enough? How much success, how much money, how much fame is enough? There is no end to this, you know? And you need to be happy with what you have and you need to be grounded with what you have. And I think you need to only focus on working more and working hard and focusing on what you are good at and just let the rest be.
Very true. Very true. And with a similar thing, the next question is that, like, when you're speaking about the work, I think, what is the one genre that you're scared to perform? And in this case, if you're scared to perform, for example, comedy, so would you run away from comedy or would you want to, like, you know, like just kill it and just go and perform it?
I think for me, I don't really have a specific area that I want to work on. It's not like, oh, I want to only do comedies or I do, web series. I feel I just want to work. I want to do characters where it stays with people. I want to do characters where it makes some changes into people's life. I want to do characters where, let's say, a teenager looks at that character, she or he imagine his life or her life through eyes of that character. I think the day that I'm going to do those characters where it stays with people, inspires people, and it makes changes in even one person's life, that's the day I'm going to be really content with my work, because that's what we're doing, right? We are good at storytelling, and that's why we make movies, to tell stories. And if we're going to make inspirations and if we're going to educate our kids with our movies that we make, that's what I want. I don't really care if it's a horror movie or it's a real subject or it's a bio or a comedy film.
True. Mandana, it's been a great, like, you know, chatting with you and having this important conversation and an intellectual conversation. And I know you are not well, but thank you. You said yes to this entire thing. You're very kind, and definitely, inshallah, I pray to God for all your success and good health. And thank you so much for being on How's the Joe Season 2.
Thank you so much for having me. It was lovely talking to you, and have a great day and be safe and stay positive.
All right. Thank you so much, Mandana.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
इस हब हॉपर ओरिजिनल को सुनने के लिए आपका शुक्रिया। अगर आप भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करना चाहते हैं, तो हब हॉपर स्टूडियो वेबसाइट पे रजिस्टर करें और एक मिनट के अंदर अंदर अपना खुद का पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करें। यही नहीं, स्टूडियो देता है आपको पूरी आजादी कहीं भी कभी भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करने की, सिर्फ 3 आसान स्टेप्स में। तो साथ में अपना पॉडकास्ट शुरू करने के लिए तैयार? जस्ट हॉप ऑन हब हॉपर, सिंपली कंटेंट।